Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today.
Hey fam, it's been a minute, and if you're wondering where I've been, honestly, same. I didn't plan a break, I didn't prep a see you later, I just didn't post. And that, for me, is actually a win for response prevention. Because OCD likes to say, you better explain everything. Your consistency, your reliability, it needs to be perfect. You owe it to the fam. Everything hinges on this. And I didn't. And I'm still here. Truth is, 2025 was a lot for me. For many of you. And damn it, 2026 has been no cakewalk either. So if you can relate, or you just want to hear more, no shade, join me, fam. Because here, we keep it real.
I'm Nicole Morris, licensed marriage and family therapist and mental health correspondent. And let me be the first to say, welcome to the family. The OCD family, that is. I am here to create a community of support for family members, spouses, partners, parents, adult children, as there may be adult words, and chosen family of OCD sufferers and their community. I've had over 22 years of experience in the mental health field, but please note that this information does not qualify or substitute as a diagnostic evaluation, therapy, or treatment, and it is presented on an as-is basis. Please follow up with a qualified mental health provider in your area regarding concerns for yourself or loved ones. Thank you for joining us today. Now, let's get started.
All right. Ugh. You know, I have missed you, and I love making this podcast. And what I can promise you is we're not going anywhere. I will continue making this podcast. In fact, I even have some amazing interviews already in the hopper, including a great episode with the fantastic Dr. Michael Greenberg and a really helpful conversation with Michael Parker on ICBT, just to name a few. And honestly, by this point, I had planned to have them published many times over, fam. But alongside that intention were family illnesses, personal setbacks, holidays that weren't exactly joyful, although they had their moments, and constant global overwhelm. I find myself asking, is the world worse off than it's ever been? Because we've had some dark periods, but shit. Or is it the fact that we can update from our phones in a split second, go live, tweet, post, comment? Is the over-accessibility in some ways the problem? If you're newer to joining us, I make this point often enough because it seems like the world is on fire, literally often enough, that I don't get into politics here. Because this is for the fam. It's a podcast on OCD and OC-related disorders, also known as OCRDs. And while there's a broad spectrum where you can go and get commentary, reporting, opinion pieces, literally whatever you want to find, you can find it, and things you don't want to find, you can find it. In contrast, there are very few spaces for the OCD family community where you can gain evidence-based learning, resources, and support. And so I really, really try to stick to that. But talking or not, I want to honor the heaviness, anxiety, frustration, hope, and every feeling in between. If anything, I think it's a reminder that self-compassion and giving ourselves grace to be human, especially overwhelmed humans, or scared humans, or concerned humans, or intrigued humans, I don't know. We're allowed to be who we are. And I know I'm not the only one feeling this, so I wanted to say this out loud. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to speak, but it's also okay to unplug, to pause. Whether it's something happening in our world or maybe just even your world, your loved one's world, it's okay. It's okay to not perform your pain or your healing publicly. Sometimes not posting is the boundary. Not explaining is the pause. Or for me, the response prevention, which I think we can all agree is the hardest part of exposure and response prevention. Sometimes silence is rest. And sometimes disappearing for a bit is the most regulated thing you can do. On my YouTube thumbnail, I said, "Did Nicole ghost the fam?" I don't think I ghosted the fam, and I haven't ghosted myself. I think ghosting speaks to an intention to leave someone without any explanation. But did I disappear? Did I need to take a beat? Yeah, and I did. I'm a mom, sister, daughter. I may be a practitioner. I may have a podcast, but I'm also human. And what I've learned, whether it's with my OCD or just life in general, I'm much better off when I stay present and do what I need to do to regulate in the present. Sometimes it's going to be focusing on work, working on proposals, working on a podcast studio, which if you've caught any pics on social, is something that will roll out in 2026. It's been a fun project. And sometimes it's going to be, you know, doing nothing, because that's something, especially if we're just really used to doing. From that ERP, that exposure and response prevention perspective, we actually learned that non-engagement can be a great support, a great tool. So, new year, same fear? Yeah, I'm sure, for many. Because guess what? OCD is not Cinderella, and it doesn't turn into a pumpkin at midnight. It doesn't just dissolve on January 1st. In fact, it may even feel louder now because it's a new year and there's transition. Maybe you're going back to school or starting a new quarter at work, or maybe it's a new semester. Maybe it's a new deductible, a higher premium. It's a rent that's due. It's a mortgage. I don't know. Fill in the blank. Could it be a new chapter? Sure. But it also could be a new pressure, a new resolution. Ugh, gross. And OCD is opportunistic. So what does it do? It's like, hey, boo, an opportunity to reassert control. But here's some good news. We don't have to obey the fear just because it's familiar, just because it's big, just because it's distressing, and just because it's still here, or even if it's growing. That doesn't mean that we or our loved ones are destined for a life of pain and suffering. I say this not only as a clinician that has had the honor of walking this road with many clients, but also as an OCD warrior myself, not realizing until a good 30 years into my disorder that my anxiety was really just OCD in sheep's clothing. Because I'll admit, there were times where I was like, shit, I have peaked too early. Life is only going to get more anxiety-filled and distressing from here. And now I can truly say I'm subclinical, which you might be like, translation, Nicole? It's simple. This shit, OCD shit, it doesn't get in the way of my functioning. It doesn't keep me up at night. It no longer calls the shots, because at one point, family, it did. And I'm very thankful for that. So if I could go 30 years going, phew, I guess this is what it's going to be for me, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be that way. But don't just take my word for it, because my anecdotal report isn't just a fluke. And we know that because we have decades of research backing exposure and response prevention, inference-based CBT, acceptance and commitment therapy, medication research, and more. Relief is possible. And better yet, recovery is possible. So I'm going to be listing some resources over on this episode's blog at OCDFamilyPodcast.com. They're going to point you in the direction of the International OCD Foundation and ICBT.online, where you can learn more about the research, treatments, and access worldwide provider info for you or your loved ones. But additionally, I'm going to list some of the free resources, pods, and channels I recommend for learning, whether through bite-sized reels on Instagram, quick posts you can swipe through, or research roundtables on YouTube. There's actually a really cool community, many led by my friends and colleagues, many past guests here on the pod. So you are welcome to check them out too, or comment if you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on your favorite podcasting app. comment your favorite because, hey, let's keep it real. The fam keeps it real. We got you back. Also, on the subject of learning, whether you're curious about diving into maybe a self-study course on OCD, or maybe you're a practitioner looking to access real deal trainings on OCD or some of our OC-related disorders, I'm also going to link OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses where you can check out OCD Training School's entire course catalog. OCD Training School works with many of our field's top specialists to provide CE-eligible trainings for master's and doctorate-level providers. That's huge because I feel like, I don't know, my psychologist friends out there can tell me, but sometimes it's harder to find CEs for them. And when you use my link, OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you are helping to directly support the OCD family community at zero extra cost to you. So that's pretty cool. You can get quality training and help the family grow here while you gain helpful tools and resources for relief from OCD. I mean, say less. Am I right? I'm here for it. Also, no matter where you're at, if you're finding yourself bogged down by OCD or OCRD, if you're like just surviving from one community crisis to another or feel like hope is shrinking, I get you. I hear you. I am you. But also, know that you are not alone. You're still here. I'm still here. We are still in this together. And we can bear this. We can. And we are. Even if we feel restless and discomfort and distress, we are bearing it. We don't have to like it. We can grieve it. We can share if we need to. But we can also just sit in the silence, rest, unplug. Because much like my ACT colleagues have taught me, we can sit with the discomfort and choose our response to it. So what is value-driven for you? For me, it was regulation. And for me, that led to quiet. So thank you for hanging in there with me through the quiet. Thanks for bossing back or supporting your warriors in the trenches, even on the days where it might just look like you taking a break, rest, crying, or literally doing nothing at all. New year, same fear. But guess what, fam? We get to meet it with that same ferocity, with that same love, fierce courage, and fight. Even on the days when it's quiet, we're burying it, we're doing this, and that builds hope. We are building hope. We've got this. So that's all I've got for now, fam. Just a little check-in, a little acknowledgement of the silence as I kick into gear here for 2026. But hey, let's talk again soon. Thank you for joining me and our OCD family community. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please like and subscribe to the OCD Family Podcast wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Did you find this content helpful? Please consider leaving a review. The more people that know they're not alone, the better. For more information regarding today's podcast, please visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com and remember to join the email list while you're there. It will provide you with the most up-to-date information, resources, and the down low on the family chatter. Oh yeah, nothing says family like taking a beat for those needs I can meet. That's right, I went there. And you can too at OCDFamilyPodcast.com. Therapists, ready to shape the future of pediatric OCD treatment? Join the Next Steps in Pediatric OCD on-demand course from Angela Adamson Springer, LCSW, and learn how to adapt inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy for kids. With research still emerging, this course empowers you to explore new methods and contribute to the growing field of evidence-based practices. With OCD Training School's 365-day access for on-demand courses, you'll gain practical tools to help kids by adapting ICBT's signature 12 modules to be as creative as the kiddos you're treating. So sign up at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses to support the podcast at no extra cost and support further growth and hope for our youngest of warriors.